Patience, gentlemen. Go ahead and read it.
931, authorize Portland Fire and Rescue to provide limited free-for-service patient transport under unique and unusual circumstances, and authorize application to Medicare as ambulance services provider.
Commissioner Saltzman.
I'll turn it over to Chief Burns.
Very good.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. Glad to be here today. Portland Fire and Rescue responds to 63,000-plus EMS calls annually from 30 fire stations, providing emergency life support services. The ordinance here today that we bring to you allows us to kind of move forward and get more innovative and look at more ways of partnering. We also have two transport-capable rescues currently that are responding day-to-day on emergency calls. The ordinance today allows us to be in contact with the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services and to get a billing number. A billing number allows us, on the rare, unique, and unusual circumstances that we do transport someone in one of those two ALS units, that we would be able to bill. We have transported during the ice storm, and there wasn't a billing mechanism because we didn't have the proper documentation, and we need to get that all in alignment. So the ordinance allows us to proceed with our efforts to have a billing number for limited transport services, as well as it sets the fee. The fee for transport is set by Multnomah County through their compliance, authorizing the same fee for service that we would charge when and if we did transport, as what the current contracted provider for Multnomah County is charging. So that is the ordinance before you today.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry, I apologize. This is Deputy Chief Joe Budge. He's in my office at the EMS Medical Services Training Division. He's been instrumental in getting the paperwork and get everything in alignment for the accreditation to be able to do the Center for Medicaid, Medicare Services. That application process is a very stringent process, and he's taking the lead on that.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. Thank you for your work on this. I know Commissioner Novick started it, so it's taken a long time to get to this point, which is good. Tell me again, what kinds of vehicles are people going to be transported in?
So currently we have two transport-capable, they look like ambulances, but they're rescues. Portland Fire and Rescue are staffing those with firefighters today, and they are actually running some of the low acuity calls. So in this scenario that we're preparing for is when there's a snowstorm or a mass casualty incident where the ambulances are overwhelmed, we could then implement those two transport-capable rescues, if you will, into the system and to be able to transport. So there's two of those currently being operated today.
And they do accommodate somebody lying on a gurney?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, a gurney. They would look, if you park them next to an ambulance, other than the emblems, they have similar equipment, similar trained personnel.
And this is specifically for disasters, emergency service, like weather events, or can you do it at any other time?
We can't do it. Right now, there's a sole provider contract for Multnomah County. Today, it's AMR, and they are the unique provider for the county. So we would only be able to transport in those unique and unusual circumstances. There are some conversations going on with the potential, the new provider that would happen in 2018, that we may be in a partnership where we could subcontract. Today's ordinance at least allows us to get headed in that direction, but it doesn't get in front of that partnership.
Good. I hope you keep going with that partnership, because that's currently out for bid.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. We're very much aware and very cautious, and we're looking at getting us in a situation to be able to participate more if we have a chance, but we have a duty today to be able to transport.
Thank you.
Okay. Very good.
Do you need a... do you need some determination by the county that a transport is a unique and unusual circumstance, or is that just...
Well, actually, today in our protocols, we could actually transport if there's a critical patient that's readily needs transport immediately, and there's not an ALS unit currently available. We have that in our protocols today. Right. The situation that we're preparing for and trying to be innovative for is when there's a perceived snowstorm or when there's an earthquake. Earthquake would be, we wouldn't have notice, but when we had the snowstorms last winter, we collaborated and we knew where the stresses of the system were going to be. And at that point, we tried to implement additional resources as part of the partnership. Mm-hmm. So the criticalness of a patient is a factor, and the ambulance availability is a factor in identifying the unique and unusual circumstances.
So it's, you don't need the county to declare we're in some period of unique and unusual circumstances in order for you to do the transport and in order for you to bill for reimbursement.
Correct. If there was an earthquake today and we needed, you know, 50 ambulances, and AMR is a great company, and today they, at this time, they probably have about 24 ambulances available, we would assume a role of a transporting unit. Mm-hmm. And because this would be a unique and unusual circumstances. If someone just had a 911 call, we would not be transporting. We would not be in violation of the contract.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
How many fire stations, fire districts do we have?
We have 30 fire stations.
That's interesting. So we actually have more coverage than the number of AMRs, ambulance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Time.
If a patient is transported by you, who pays for it? Does the county pay for it, or does the individual's own medical insurance pay for it?
The ordinance that we're passing today, so we're not entering into a contractual arrangement with Multnomah County or any other private provider. Today, the billing would go to the person's private insurance, or if they had Medicaid, Medicare, we would be able to bill them directly.
Is that any different from AMR, if AMR transports?
It's exactly the same. It's exactly the same process.
Okay.
They're billing the individual's insurance provider.
Thank you. Any further questions for now? Thank you, gentlemen. Public testimony?
Everybody on the list left. But Lightning wants to talk.
We have one gentlemen, yeah. Please have a seat, and we'll see if there's any follow-up. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. I absolutely approve this ordinance, and I like the direction that the fire and rescue is going on this. I want to see more of a cost recovery type analysis in the future on this that could be done, as far as if maybe working with Multnomah County, you might be able to do a little bit better service in certain areas from your current fire stations, and having an understanding maybe AMR has approximately 24 ambulances. Maybe you can work with them to increase how many we have. And I think it's great. I mean, you have, my understanding on this ordinance, 63,000 emergency calls each year. Now, what kind of confused me a little bit, and I think you know where I'm going to go on this, is that you're talking a 1,000 per transport, and then you have basically on your last page that you think the fees brought in will be about 10,000 annual revenue. Well, as you and I both know, if you're having 63,000 calls a year and you're possibly able to move forward on this, I think your income is going to be pretty good there, and I think it should be. I think you earn it. And I think that people out in the community should have a right to say, no, I'd rather be transported by Portland Fire and Rescue instead of AMR. I think they should be given that right, and I'm hoping after review through the Multnomah County contract that we get a little more clear understanding on not saying taking over too much, but being given a little bit more and then calculating new vehicles to be purchased and expanding this, because I think it's a great opportunity for the public first, but also for Portland Fire and Rescue. And I think there needs to be more numbers done on this, calculations, and look at the cost recovery analysis and the benefits, again, to the public. If I want to be transported by Portland Fire and Rescue, then so be it. I think I should have that right. And then again, we'll bill my insurance or Medicare. We go from there. So anyway, it's a great program, and hope it'll continue and expand. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Colleagues, any further follow-up? This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you for your testimony and your presence. We are adjourned until Thursday at 1 p.m. That's Thursday, August 24th.